Achita Saradorgani Madprasada Tarishasi Achacha Twamahankaram Nishosasi Vinangshasi Mat of me Chitaha being in Krishna being in consciousness Sarva all Dorgani impediments but prasada by my mercy Tarishasi you will overcome Ata but Chet it Twam you or Hankarat by false ego Nishoshasi do not hear Vinangshasi you will be lost. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, at hearing me, you will be lost. Purport. A person in full Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend, who is so devoutly engaged, working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego or the vile concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. He is already under strict material laws. But as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from the material perplexities. One should, however, note very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool, in the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul knows what is to be done and what is not to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within, confirmed by the spiritual master. So the text again. Machita saradorgani mat prasada tarishasi tachetvamahankaram nashoshasi vinangshasi. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. So material existence, which we're presently situated, we think that our material circumstances are extremely important. Therefore, we're always anxious about them. We think that we've been told by our association, people we associate with, that certain situations in the material world are very auspicious. And we're told that other situations are very inauspicious. So we're always anxious to try to make our lives materially auspicious and very disturbed when they're not materially auspicious. But Queen Kunti had a different point of view. She narrates to Krishna in her prayers, Vishan Mahagne Purushara Darshanad Asat Sabha Vanavada Krichita Ridem Ride Noka Maharas Tastra So Dronyastra Tasmat Parne Virakshitaha. She says that we've gone through a lot of difficulty. Now, most of us, every day we go through a lot of difficulty. But our difficulties are relatively pretty insignificant compared to the Pandavas. How many of us have been fed poison? Generally, our cooks are better than that. Has anyone ever been fed poison here? No. And this building is not usually set on fire, but Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat. Vishan Mahagne. Mahagne means that their building was set on fire, they escaped, and then to greet them was a man-eating demon, Rakshasa. So that's would be considered a rather difficult day for ourselves. If we took prasadam and it turned out to be poison, and then someone set the prasadam room on fire, we ran out, and lo and behold, there was a man-eating Rakshasa to greet us in time for his lunch. We'd say that was a very hard day. And we wonder, why? What is Krishna doing? How is he allowing this to happen to me? But Queen Kunti said, Vipadak Shanti Takshasvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavata Darshanam Yasyat Apana Bhava Darshanam. She was praying that she could see these calamities again and again. Now, how many of us had a bad day and before we go to sleep pray, if only I could have such a bad day tomorrow, I'd be very happy. No, we think, how is this happening to me? I hope tomorrow will be better. That's because every day in the material world, whether it's so-called good or not so good, is not so good. The only auspiciousness, Queen Kunti said, is when we can remember Krishna. Then whether it's so-called auspicious or inauspicious, we're not really attached to it. That we're attached to the auspiciousness, the real auspiciousness, of remembering Krishna, of being in Krishna consciousness. Now, why are we not in Krishna consciousness? Because we're attached to ideas of what's good and bad in the material world. Therefore, she prays that... what does she pray? Vipadakshan tuktakshasrat tatra jat tatra jagat guru bhavata darshanam ne sat apuna bhava darshanam. Janmaishwarya shruta shri vira edamanak madakpuman naivahat yavidatu vai tvam akinchana gotra. That janma means birth. Just like nowadays everyone is proud of the country they take birth in. If you're born in a country like America, you want to make it great again. So it's not so great anymore. Anyhow, still it's fairly great. And if you're born in a place like Slovenia, small but beautiful. We're small but we don't hurt anyone, so we're beautiful. So everyone wants to take birth in a comfortable country, where there's not too many problems. There's social welfare. There's hospitals. There's grocery stores. There's movie theaters. And there's bars. So everything's okay. So this is called, and Aishwarya means you have to have money in the bank. Or these pieces of paper in your home that people think are money. So you can go to the bar, and you go to the theater, and you can eat out on the weekend. You can go downtown Ljubljana and sit in one of the cafes and drink some beer. Then life is good with your friends. And talk about your problems. And Shruta, you can claim you're learned, because you have some degree, and you can talk nonsense that no one understands. So you must be intelligent, because no one understands what you're talking about. And Shri B, if you put on enough makeup, then everyone's beautiful. So this is what people are anxious to get. Beauty, wealth, power, whatever. And if they get it, they're happy. And if they can't get it, they sit in their home and they cry. Or they watch a soap or opera for other people who can't get what they're looking for too. So they can cry together. So this is all illusion because we're not the body and we're really not going through anything. We're just wasting our time trying to get some auspicious situation in the material world because there is no auspicious situation in the material world. The only auspicious situation is when we're actually thinking about Krishna. And then whether it's so-called auspicious or inauspicious, it's all auspicious because the experience is spiritual rather than material. But people don't know that, they're supposed to become conscious of Krishna. Therefore, there are so many obstacles in conditioned life, like old age, disease, and death, that everyone's trying to forget about and pretend it doesn't exist. Like the rabbit, when it's cornered, it closes its eyes and pretends that its enemy doesn't exist, hopes it goes away. Or the ostrich with this huge body and long neck and little head, when it's being attacked by an enemy, it puts its head into a hole, thinking, now I'm safe. So everyone's looking for this illusion that we're safe, everything's all right. They go and listen to some music, and they think they're in heaven. Or they get intoxicated, or go to a movie and imagine they're in some other world. But actually, they never leave this world. And because they're not in the spiritual world, they're just watching this movie with a very sad ending. And then we start the next episode of the movie, which also has a sad ending. So we're starting one episode after another, hoping that the ending is going to be happy, but it's always sad. Maybe the people don't like us when we leave. They're happy. But otherwise, we're not very happy, usually when we leave this present body. Other people may be happy, though. But then they have to leave their bodies, too, make other people happy. Therefore, if we don't act in Krishna consciousness, that we're the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, we have to act through false ego. And acting through the false ego always has a very sad ending to it. Because even if we're completely successful from the material point of view, we get so much riches, we get so much fame, we get so much knowledge. At the time of death, we lose it all. And we don't even know how sad the ending is. We know this ending is sad, but we don't know how sad the beginning is. If the next womb we pop out of is a rat, then people are right. They kept on calling, you're a rat. And finally they were right. We are a rat. What's the word for rat in Mishka? That's a mouse. What's that? Bozgana. That's a real rat. Mishka is just a small thing. Anyhow, maybe we come out as a Mishka. Small but beautiful. We look forward to Sunday where we can get some cheese. In any case, if we don't act in Krishna consciousness, then we're just fighting against material nature. We can't really fight against it because we have no means to do it. We're imagining we're fighting against this material nature. And then the ending is always the same. We lose. Therefore, the whole point is we have to hear about Krishna, become convinced that this energy belongs to him, and then utilize it for him under the direction of his representatives, hearing from Bhagavad Gita or hearing from Krishna's representatives or hearing from the Supersoul within our heart, it's the same thing. So that one should know very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool. It's compared to a whirlpool because even when we're in goodness, the tendency is to go down. The demigods fall down. And when we come to this planet, even when we try to act in goodness, generally as the ages change, we stay around here long enough, then the influence turns into passion and then to ignorance. And practically everyone gets caught up in the downward spiral. As we can see in modern society, even so-called scholars, they wind up gradually getting into passion and ignorance. It's a whirlpool. It just goes down, 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 down. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done or what is not to be done. Because everyone's convinced they know what's to be done, make money, and enjoy the senses. But that's not a very good idea. Because although one may claim that they know what's to be done, but done for what? I mean, everyone's doing things to become happy, but if you do things that are going to make you ultimately distressed and unhappy, that's not supposed to be what's to be done. I mean, who is looking, trying to find out how to make themselves unhappy? Does anyone go to school thinking, I'm going to learn how to become unhappy? I'll learn the secrets of distress. No, naturally everyone's in distress. They're trying to get out of it. They hope to make money or to get friends or something will get them out of distress. But everyone, or go to the hospital or whatever. They're hoping to get out of distress. No one's looking to get out of distress. So therefore they don't know what's actually going to get them out of distress. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master. So he's free to act. In other words, if he's acting in such a way as to become Krishna conscious, then he's becoming free from the problems of material existence because he's entering into spiritual existence. Just like if you're sleeping at night and a tiger is eating you, it's very distressful. You're trying to figure out how to get out of the tiger's mouth. But if you wake up, then you don't have any problem. So once we wake up, then we have no problem about material existence because we can live in the spiritual existence. Therefore, we're free to do whatever Krishna wants us to do, rather than what the material nature dictates us to do. So in other words, our free choice is either we can act according to the dictation of the material nature, which we're generally doing unconsciously, or when we have the choice of acting in Krishna consciousness, then we're free to do that if we want. And if we do that, then we become free from the material existence, and then we're free to do what we want in the spiritual existence. But in the spiritual existence, everyone wants to serve Krishna because he's the highest pleasure. Just like if you had a choice between eating sand and eating kachoris and ice cream and pizza and whatever else, then naturally you want to use your free choice to eat which is most desirable. But if there's no pizza or ice cream or anything, there's only mud to eat, then there's no choice. There's no freedom of choice. There's only one thing to eat. Just like if your friend baked plastic cookies and served them for lunch and say, here, I made some cookies for you. You have no choice. There's nothing else to eat. But if someone else makes some actually nice prasadam, samosas, gulab jamuns, halva, whatever else, then you have a choice. So we have a choice. Either we can enter into the ecstatic, loving, blissful spiritual existence, or we can stay in the material existence trying to struggle to maintain this body, hoping it won't grow old or become diseased or we have to die and then take another one. It's like if someone gets sick, everyone becomes, the devotees even, the devotees go, oh, we're so sorry for you. as I said before, again, I'll say it again. One devotee went to a doctor, and the doctor said, "My dear sir, I'm sorry to tell you, but I think you're going to die." So the devotee said, "Well, my dear doctor, I'm so sorry to tell you, but you're also going to die." So everyone's struggling, and they hear, "Oh, you're going to die," as if it was like, oh, so horrible. But if you're going to die, if you're going to die, and you're going to go back to the spiritual world, then it's great. It's good, great news. You're going to live forever. If you're going to die, you're going to become a mishka. It's very bad news. But if you die and become a mouse in the house of a devotee, it's not such bad news. It's bad enough. So the conclusion is, we should be more anxious to become Krishna conscious than anything else. And gradually, the more anxious we become to become Krishna conscious, the less we'll be in anxiety about our material existence. Otherwise, if you enjoy reading the newspapers, finding out how the heads, people are controlling everything here out to get you and everyone else around here, if you want to have a good time, stay in the material world in Kali Yuga. Try to survive here. Look forward to the next series on television. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Thanks for the lecture. I just want to ask, through the day, so it's like if we think about the services and about devotees and about our plans, is this like on the same level as thinking about Krishna and his activities in some way? It's like,
no, how could it be on the same level?
I mean, it's like also Krishna conscious activity if we think
is
about
it?
Devotees and service.
About devotees and service?
Yeah.
For service of who?
Service for devotees.
Service to the devotees. Well, how are you going to serve the devotees?
I mean, like you plan your day, you know, when you wake up, you have some services and you just start planning.
But like, what is the object of the service? What is the actual service to the devotees?
The service. Like you use your body and energy to...
Here Krishna said, yeah, okay. But here Krishna says, if you become conscious of me, you'll pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life.
Can I just translate first?
Yeah, yeah. So according to Bhagavad Gita, you have to become conscious of Krishna. If you see a devotee and you don't see him in relation to Krishna, then how is he a devotee? If you see the president of the country, but you don't see him in relationship to his service to the country, then how you see him as the president of the country? You just see him as an ordinary person. If you see a devotee, you don't see him in relationship to Krishna. You're not serving him in relationship to Krishna. Then who are you serving? Devotee is one who reminds you of Krishna. And when you serve the devotee, you're supposed to be serving the devotee. That's part of your service to Krishna, not apart from Krishna. You can't water the leaf in the tree. Just like watering the leaf and the branches of the tree, you have to water the root, and then automatically you're watering the branches and the leaves. So this idea, I'm going to serve the devotees, but I'm unconscious of Krishna, it's not a very good service. You're supposed to serve the devotees so they can help remember Krishna. But if you can't remember Krishna, how are you going to help them to remember Krishna? Anything else? Yes. No, our movement is called the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We're trying to help each other become conscious of Krishna. You know, the one with the flute and the peacock feather. That person. Okay. Kala Granthraj Bhagavad Gita Kijaj.